Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
God, it's good. Feels like it's alone. I understand this.
I don't understand what nothing just said, but dangerous.
Just how it sounds, though. I understand streaming this the day it comes out. Dangerous. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Just a minute away from Brandon Adams as well.
Yeah, tan Brandon Adams.
Oh, yeah, the tanned, relaxed.
Tan, relaxed, the cruiser, Brandon
yeah,
Adams.
That's two cruises in a year. That's pretty pretty good action for BA, who joins us, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. As always, brought to you by R.S. Andrews, Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. BA, how are you?
There are rumors of a third cruise before the year is done. I can't confirm those, but people are saying that.
Wow.
People are talking.
Like, now, are you a cruiser or are you just a dog cruiser?
If you go on two cruises in a year and there's maybe a third one, you're a cruiser. Yeah, you're a cruiser.
I know it's probably going to be affiliated with Dog Nation, but I'm just saying, like, is it only because of Dog Nation or you just like cruising?
No, I enjoy you. Royal Caribbean Cruise is always a lot of fun. So I was lucky enough to be on a brand new ship early in January. They have another ship debuting in July. So I can't confirm this, but there are talks that I could be on that ship as well.
VA's going to be on that ship.
Sounds good, man. Obviously, the NFL draft has come and gone, and another really good year for the Georgia Bulldogs, not surprisingly. I wonder if you look at any of the individual draft picks as one that maybe says something differently than the others, because to me, Ladd McConkey coming from where he came from, getting drafted as highly as he did, feels like maybe the latest feather in the cap of Kirby Smart's hat, which has a lot of feathers in it. I don't know how many feathers you can have, but it just feels like one of those ones where it's like, yeah, see, we can do that too.
Yeah, I think there are two things that kind of stand out to me, and you mentioned McConkey. That would be one of mine in that it just feels like Georgia has kind of a lot of these. Now, the remarkable story of Ladd McConkey, perhaps, you know, maybe more so than some, but for all of the talk of Georgia having, like, say, 4- and 5-star recruits, when you look at their national championships, they don't win any of those if not for, like, 3-star recruits and less. Mm-hmm. Walk-on Stetson Bennett, obviously Ladd McConkey. You know, Jordan Davis was a 3-star. You could go even like an A.D. Mitchell, obviously, ended up leaving Georgia to go to Texas. He wasn't really a super elite recruit either. That, for all the talk of what Georgia does in recruiting, what they've been able to do by bringing in somewhat lesser recruits and turning them into great players and coveted draft picks, you know, that is a really major part of Georgia's success formula. And then on another note, I'll kind of add to that, I think Javon Bullard in the second round going to the Packers, I talked about this a little bit today. You know, now you have another NFL team that sort of rivals the Philadelphia Eagles in terms of coveting, you know, Georgia Bulldogs. And that's kind of one of those anecdotes that I think really sort of speaks to just how prolific Georgia's draft success is, the fact that there are multiple teams that have made a big part of their organizational personality seeking out Georgia players. You know, that to me is a really cool bragging point if you're a Georgia fan, the fact that so many different NFL teams seem to have a little bit of a preference for Georgia players, of course, none of those being the Atlanta Falcons.
Speaking of that, they just put out –
they got Zion Logue. They got Zion Logue.
Yeah, there we go.
That is fair. That is fair. That is fair.
Speaking of that, they just – Chargers put it out. He's going to be number 15.
I like that. Now, listen, I'm a little bit – Randy, I don't know if you're like me. I'm a little bit old school, and then I sort of miss the days in which players sort of had numbers that kind of coincide with the position.
Oh, yeah. It took me a while to get over at BA. Now I'm just officially like, okay. Yeah, it took me a minute.
At this point in time, I've sort of resigned myself to it, so it seems a little bit weird if you're wearing what I think of as a quarterback number, but at this point in time, you know, that's just sort of what football is.
Hey, B.A., were you surprised by somebody that didn't get drafted?
You know, I was obviously hoping that Kendall Milton would have, because by the end of his career, I thought he was playing his best football. Yeah, everybody knows the story, right?
He was.
Super talented guy, obviously battled injury, you know, kind of a crowded running back situation at Georgia. But by the end, man, I thought he was playing some really good football for Georgia and looking really healthy. And so, I mean, last year we saw Kyaris Jackson make the Tennessee Titans roster as an undrafted free agent. I could certainly see, whether it's Rosemee Jackson or Kendall Milton or whoever else, I could see them doing that here this year. So I didn't expect Milton to be anything but a late-round pick, but I guess I was a little bit surprised that he did go undrafted. And obviously I think he'll have a chance to still, I believe, make an NFL roster, even kind of coming from where he is right now.
What do you make of the Jaden Rashada kind of saga, what the last couple of years have been like for him, ultimately visiting Georgia, and then I don't know, maybe he'll go there. He says he's going to. We'll see.
Yeah,
it's hard
to
say with all these guys, but, I mean, pretty wild given where he was to where he kind of ends up. What's your take on all of this with him?
Well, to start off with, anything can happen, right? Because Jaden Rashada wouldn't have been on our radar at all until he was kind of coming to Georgia. So anything can happen at any point in time. Rashada could, I guess, change his mind, whether it be a day from now or a year from now. And I don't think he's going to a day from now, but we're on the same page as that. It's like all of this is just sort of a representative of how, you know, sort of weird the new normal in college football is. But if he's willing to come here and wait a year and then compete in 2025, it tells me there's some maturity there for him now, and I think that makes him a pretty valuable asset. Now, ultimately, I think there's still a lot to be determined about what kind of player Rashada is. We know what kind of prospect he was, but actually what kind of player is he? Kind of an incomplete in his first year or his only year at Arizona State because he got hurt, and you know, he was also very young. It seems like they were going to have an open competition in Tempe, you know, this offseason there too. So he's clearly a valuable prospect. I think he'll be a part of a really fun quarterback competition. And maybe Rashada would not be willing to do this if he didn't see how well patience seems to be working out for Carson Beck, who also waited and eventually I think is going to be really rewarded for that decision to wait. Because there's a proof of concept in place for a guy like Beck, I think it makes that a little bit of an easier selling point for guys like Rashada, and that may be why you're seeing the result that you're seeing.
But yeah, do you see them trying to maybe fill a position? I mean, obviously, you know, you have guys leaving, but do you see them maybe trying to bring somebody in to fill a position or need somewhere?
Well, I thought the biggest thing, you know, we didn't talk last week. The biggest thing I think that's happened since we all talked was the fact that Christian Miller almost transferred and then he didn't.
Yeah.
You know, that is a major defensive line, you know, kind of component piece. Does he become an All-SEC or something like that? Who knows? But he clearly had some value on an open market while the transfer portal was open, and he kind of stepped up and said he was going to leave, then he changed his mind. I think we probably have a little bit of an idea about why it was that he might have changed his mind. And if that's what Georgia's doing, playing the game and winning these kinds of battles to keep the players that it's keeping, I'm going to treat that as a little bit of a free agent acquisition, saying a guy who could have gotten away and didn't. Yeah, draft Rashada, I don't think anything for Georgia was bigger than having somebody come after one of your defensive linemen, Georgia giving them the stiff arm and saying, no, you're not taking our guy because we're going to do what it takes to keep him.
Well, that's what happened with Amarius Mims, right? Yeah. Like he entered the transfer portal, visited Florida State. Yeah, never mind. Come back. Ended up working out pretty good for him at Georgia as well. Brandon Adams joins us, talking some Georgia Bulldogs, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, every single day podcast dedicated to Georgia football. I don't know if we know exactly what's happening yet, but there's some reporting from Pete Thamel and others that college football leaders, college sports leaders are involved in deep discussions to try to figure out a way to get a framework for revenue sharing with the players? Like, what do you think is happening with these meetings, and where does it go from here?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think you have a few things going on. I think you have a little bit of a fight for power of whatever college athletics looks like after this, whether that's the NCAA or some sort of new entity or whatever else. I also think it's really interesting, to be totally honest, and I know this is kind of in the weeds, but let me just say this quickly. Of all these lawsuits that are bringing all this about, do you know that like three of the four major lawsuits currently being, I guess, sort of fought out in court are all being brought by the same lawyer, a guy named Jeffrey Kessler, who's not famous to anybody in our audience who's listening to us right now, probably us included. It's like, who elected him? Like, who is it that sort of gave him the power to have the most influence on shaping the future of college athletics? Right now he has it, but nobody seems to be asking who he is and whether or not his ideology ought to be shaping what college athletics looks like. So the bottom line here is, I don't think the right questions are always being asked about this, about where this is heading and who it is that is pushing it in the direction that it is heading. This is one of those deals where it's sort of hard to talk about on sports radio because it's kind of boring or it's kind of in the weeds or whatever else. But I do think people owe it to themselves to try to pay a little bit of attention to some of this, because the thing that many of us love is being shaped in courtrooms and boardrooms, and the people who are doing it aren't getting particularly vetted very well right now, I don't believe.
So, do you look at it from a standpoint where a guy's handing out business cards like, hey, let's sue the NCAA because you guys deserve this? I think this what Andy, the question was him asking you, do you think it's a realistic thing that it might happen?
Well, I definitely think we're going to see players paid through the main source of revenue, which is TV. Now, can you do that without making the players employees? That seems to be the big question that people are asking is, it's sort of a foregone conclusion. The players are going to get more money. I don't really have a problem with that. I really don't. My issue is always going to be anything that sort of reshapes college athletics as we've known it. And I guess that's the question that people are wrestling with right now is, can you create for additional payment to players, some of that kind of coming through the TV revenue money, which is where the real money comes from, can you do that without completely reinventing what college athletics is? People in charge seem to think they can, but long before. So I guess let's tread lightly here as they try to reinvent something that has really been a major important pillar of American life for more than a century. People now think they can build something better, and they think they can build it quickly. We'll judge them, I guess, as they try to do that.
B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.
Thank you.
Always good to be with you guys. Right.
Brandon Adams there, hosted the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Just wanted to get – I knew that he would be thinking about –
Yeah, but I was going to say, he said change.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to,
or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.